try that one again. Okay. The question was, where do you go to get your information? Right?
Right.
If you're on this. And the basic idea was that you're going to, if you're doing policy work on the Hill or somewhere like that, you're going to have people coming at you with tons of information. And the part I digressed on that I thought you liked was the lobbyist part, where lobbyists are basically judged by what sort of information they give. And they're very much out there to educate people. They tend to be specialists in certain subject areas, their client's subject area. They know a lot about it, and they have, in many cases, you know, Fortune 500 companies' research and intelligence backing them up on these issues, but they're really very, they're knowledgeable. And their worth is in large part perceived to the quality and the truthfulness of the information they give you. Different interest groups can fight over different things, but generally the lobbyists that do the best are ones that will tell you the truth and give you really good information, and that's why they're so valuable. Nobody up there can be an expert on everything. So having somebody that you know is going at you with a position, but at the same time you know is going to tell you the truth, you ask the right questions, you know, they can actually do that. It's an important role. And that's where people get a lot of their information and research. In general, you are the recipient of too much information, not too little. And a lot of it's about, you know, figuring out facts and fiction.
So in the context of sort of doing issue research, can you think of any websites or places that you've gone that have been, you know, really, for a specific issue, that have been really really good, that have that you've found particularly useful?
I'd have to go back and look at what I had bookmarked. Certainly for basic understanding and overviews, newspapers are great. Congress, the federal government, which I assume is what most you're interested in, has research service that has experts who have researched pretty much every topic under the sun.
And
they've written reports on them. And if they haven't researched a subject, you call them up and tell them what you want researched, and they produce a product for you, you know, well-researched, basic analysis of an issue. Nonpartisan. So,
On the flip side of that, can you think of some place that you've gone that where someone maybe has directed you to an issue and you thought it was really, really piss poor?
So good, I would say CRS. I would say there's a couple really good sites about what's happening in the California state, including PPIC, Public Policy Institute of California, has a good website. Offhand, a really bad website. The NRA website.
Okay. So if you had to analyze like quantitative data, like lots of numbers related to a particular topic, do you prefer to look at the sort of just at the data, like at the numbers themselves, and analyze them in sort of a tabular form, or have it presented to you in like graphs and charts, tables, or in that, or just have someone kind of write up an explanation of what the data is?
My first choice would be graphs and charts. My second choice would be written summary. My third choice would be raw numbers.
And in this area, do you ever create your own graphs and charts from data that you've been given?
Yes.
These are kind of more subject-oriented. Are you familiar generally with the spectrum allocation policy and issues around media ownership, that kind of thing?
It's the most general.
Yeah.
Reiterate that on the computer level, Evan rated himself a 4 or a 5, and that for research methodology, he said generally that he uses all 4 or all 3, both his sort of topical experts, printed materials, as well as the web, but he does a lot of topical experts as well.